I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers the Kane Comet, race car driver Heil Russell. From the late 1940s to the mid-1950s, dirt track racing expanded rapidly, primarily in rural areas throughout the country. Local fans of the sport could see live action at Bradford Speedway, the Dickey Benn Raceway in Starbrick, and closer to home, even Highland had its own dirt track. An independent racing association was formed throughout the region, and drivers earned points for their performance towards an annual championship. Perhaps the most successful racetrack in the circuit was the 1/3-mile semi-banked clay oval in Bustye, New York, known as State Line Speedway. State Line opened in July of 1956, sometimes attracting over 4,000 fans on race night. In addition to Saturday night racing, the venue also played host to Joey Chitwood thrill shows, 4th of July fireworks, jalopy races, and demolition derbies. Heil Russell owned the Esso station on the corner of Chestnut and Fraley Streets in Kane, and his youthful good looks and fearless driving quickly made him a fan favorite. While piloting the Maytag Special for the Rose Brothers team and racing impresario Bud Rose, Russell began turning heads in 1954. On dry nights, the dirt tracks were gritty and dusty, and race fans got a nose full of gasoline, burning oil, and hot metal. In the grandstands, fans got an earful of noise. Normal conversation was drowned out by the roar of the stock car engines and devolved into shouting. The track became a quagmire when it rained, as drivers slogged, skidded, and slid sideways into one another while driving exceedingly fast. Compared to today's super speedways, the dirt tracks like State Line were nasty, brutish, and short. Custom cars like the Maytag Special were crafted from older, heavier frames and bodies to withstand frequent damage, especially the crashes caused by either hitting or swerving sharply to avoid stalled vehicles. According to the Kane Republican, the cars were welded, wired, and taped together, but under the hoods, per the most powerful and newest engines. The cars were braced and doors were belted so they did not spring open. Today's dirt track fraternity can certainly keep your hair permanently on end, the Bradford Era reported. In the sport's infancy, there were no special fire-retardant racing suits or even suitable head protection. Many drivers of the day donned football helmets. Even race fans were at risk until the State Line Speedway erected a 16-foot fence in front of the grandstand as protection from flying tires, car parts, and flaming debris. In 1959, Heil Russell powered through, by, and around every racetrack obstacle to win the Independent Racing Association championship. In 1960, he outpointed all area drivers to win the State Line championship, finishing a close second in 1961 and fourth in 1962. Marty Rose remembers hanging around Russell's Esso station with his young friends. You could always tell when Heil had a good night at the track. He'd buy Cokes for all of us kids. Sometimes he'd work on his race cars there and we'd get to watch. Several successful drivers from Kane frequently finished in the money at State Line, including Gil Lathrop and the talented Eddie Kisco, who won the State Line championship in 1962. Carmen Basilio, the former welterweight and middleweight boxing champion, congratulated Kisco after one of his victories that year, saying, "After watching this racing action, boxing is not such a dangerous sport after all." Before professional football and boxing developed protocols for detecting chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, the perils of repeated episodes of concussion were not widely known. Competitive drivers like Kyle Russell were frequently subjected to head injuries when cars flipped, rolled, and smashed into one another. Racing coverage of the day is filled with crash details, and frequently drivers walked away unharmed. In June of 1963, Russell's car struck another flush in a broadside collision. In September of 1963, Russell was taken ill and ultimately diagnosed with a reportedly non-malignant brain tumor. On November 15th, he underwent brain surgery at Hammett Hospital and did not regain consciousness. The handsome young driver, dashing and daring, was dead on November 23rd, one day before his 36th birthday and one day after JFK's tragic death in Dallas. His family, friends, and fans mourned the loss of both men on that fateful day. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.